Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
People are getting upset. Life in America is changing. In many respects, it's changing dramatically. When we return, we're going to keep heading west, following the sun, as we crisscross the nation in search of the wisdom of Ann Smith. Don't go away. The whole world is suddenly trying to figure out how we manage to share what we have, and as with the story of the alligators in Florida, things are getting a little tight. Our explorations with Ann Smith continue.
What are you paying for a gallon of gas these days?
$3. Sometimes $2.97, $3 for regular.
Uh-huh. Now, are you a regular driver?
I use regular. I didn't before, but I do now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And have you noticed that you're having to change your life in some way to accommodate these high gas prices?
Well, I haven't because I've always been somebody who's used mass transportation until I moved to Florida. I have a 91 Saab that now only still has 55,000 miles. So I'm somebody who, but Florida does not have mass transportation. So I usually catch rides with people, or I drive, and I fortunately can work out of my home. So I don't have, I don't have a major transportation need to use my car a lot.
Right. Now, how about some of your friends in the area there? What are they talking about these days?
Well, I also am an advocate for the farm workers here in Immokalee, and they have trucks and transportation, and it's devastating for them.
Huh.
Very devastating for them. Because they just, they don't make a decent living wage anyway. So, but the price of gasoline so high, it's very, very expensive. And there's very little, again, mass transportation here. There's not a bus service. So people are dependent on their cars. So it's a hardship.
At some point here, I imagine we're going to start to see the effect of the gasoline on prices for food and other things. Do you kind of see that beginning to be talked about down there?
I haven't heard it too much, but I can't imagine it not happening, that there will be a ripple effect, yes.
Since you're working with the farm workers, how are they managing?
It's very, very difficult for them because, they, as I said, there's no mass transportation, so they have to use their cars, and some of them have trucks, and most of them have automobiles that, they can't afford to buy new automobiles that are good on gas. So they have a lot of cars that just use a lot of gas, and they don't have the wages. So it's going to be very, very difficult for them.
Now,
a lot of them are going to bicycles again, but still, some are going long distance, and it's very dangerous here because we don't have good bicycle roads.
Well, for example, a farm worker, what do they expect to take home in a week?
They get, they're paid by the, it's piecemeal, so They're paid by the pound. And what do they make a week? I'm sorry, I really don't know, but it's mostly below minimum wage, except for those ones that can, work very, very fast in the hot heat. So we are actually working on getting them a penny more a pound for tomatoes. I'm ready to boycott McDonald's. We won a boycott against Taco Bell. They said, they hadn't had a raise in 20-some years or something, so... It's a very difficult situation down here. Their living conditions are very, very difficult, and working conditions.
Are these primarily migrant workers? They're kind
of moving
across.
Some are second and third generation. Some are migrant workers. Some come here, but they are migrant workers, so they will follow the crop. And our season here is they will now sometimes will take the tomato. They follow the crop for tomatoes is just finished, I think, and then they will move up. But a lot. About two-thirds of them leave. It's called Immokalee. It's a town outside of Naples, Florida, in the southern part here, and they will follow the crop like watermelon, cantaloupe, whatever needs to be picking. The others stay because there's enough to stay, and they work in their housing is owned by pretty much one person, and the housing they pay for trailer, a lot of times without air conditioning, is $200 a week.
Oh, my gosh. Well, if you figure that they're making maybe $300 a week total, you
right.
know, and then you $200 on top of that, and then if they're spending $30, $40, $50 on gas, I don't know how they eat.
No. It's when you come, if you ever were to visit here and go out to Immokalee, which represents about six different countries, Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, Haiti. I mean, it's quite a unique place, but you'll also see severe poverty and just working conditions that you can't imagine exist in the United States. When you see them coming home from the fields, they're covered, absolutely covered with this green kind of paste from fertilizers and chemicals, which, of course, is not good for your body either.
Yeah.
So, you know, who wants to work in this heat? They should be getting paid more. So there is a whole whole alliance now for fair food and looking and trying to raise the prices and help with the working conditions. That would make life better for them. I mean, they're doing the work that most of us would never even think of doing, right?
Well, there's a price we're going to pay for that, and we need to start thinking about that. A lot of people are trying to speculate about what is behind these incredible prices on gasoline. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are that they don't have to be this high, that right now there still is enough gasoline, and we know that the oil companies will be making a huge profit off of this. My frustration has been that there has not been money put into, by our government, frankly, into alternative fuel. I mean, I've been in Brazil many times, and they operate all their automobiles on methanol. They don't have the pollution that the most third world countries have. And I mean, why haven't we done this years ago? So that's my frustration.
Why do you think?
Because of I know why. I mean, it's the automobile industry and the oil industry have the huge. I mean, they are our government. They run our country.
People are certainly beginning to say that a lot, whereas they weren't prepared to say so before. But, you know, it gets frustrating because these are supposed to be American companies, and at times it seems as if they're working against us because there's a lot of competition in the world right now. As these prices continue, we're getting to the point where we really can't compete in the world anymore.
No. And I think the other thing why Americans are getting so angry is that these, you know, our economic system was based on what's best for the community. That's what it was based on, not a lot for a few people. It was never based on that. And when you look at them, why would the oil companies, why would they make so much money when people right now, and it's not spread throughout our country,
yeah.
for the oil prices to go up as much as they're going, to not find alternative fuels for us, you know, I think the questions all have to be asked, and why is our government allowing this? Why is our government allowed for the oil companies to rule us?
Are you expecting oil prices to, gasoline prices to increase now as the summer rolls around? Does that happen in your area there?
No, I think they will increase. And I have to say, one advantage of them increasing, and I can say that because I'm a middle-income person, and so it's not going to hurt me. I don't feel that way for the people who this is really hurting. It's the only way we're going to stop and think about how much fuel we do use and how much money, I mean, how often we do drive our cars when we shouldn't be driving our cars and why we should be investing in taxes that go for mass transportation.
It's very interesting because what we're finding as I talk to people is they're really changing their lifestyle all of a sudden. They're just not hopping in their car and going places, or if they have two or three tasks that normally they kind of do something, come home, do something, you know, and ride around again. They're saying, let's take care of it all in one trip. And that's just wise use of the resource.
See, I think that's the benefit that's going to happen out of this. And I think people then will also start saying they want to get a hybrid car. They're not going to get a gas-guzzling car. And we've gone how many years in this country, and we're the only country, I think, in the world that has not looked at conserving the energy. And we're known as the biggest, you know, spendthrift of energy and into the whole thing of the global warming. And it will hopefully make Americans be able, that all of us as Americans will be more responsible of how much energy we do.
Well, that certainly is the upside, isn't it?
That is the only upside, probably.
I think you're right there.
You know, I think once when the gas prices are up, then people will look at alternatives, and that's the good part.
Well, Ann Smith, I want to thank you so much for giving your thoughts about gasoline prices, talking to us from Florida.
Thank you.
Hi, Ann. Welcome to the Wild Side News.
Thank you.
You're calling from Georgia. Tell me, first of all, is gasoline on your radar screen these days?
At this time, today, when I was coming home from work, I filled up at for $2.74.9 at a racetrack, which is the cheapest that I had seen it. But I don't go any place. I try to make all my stops going back and forth to work. Like I said, I'm a senior citizen, 73 years old. I'm still working. And I think that the price of gas is a ripoff to everybody in the entire country.
How many miles do you travel to work and back?
It's 15 miles there and 15 miles back.
Now, have you noticed an increase, a reasonable increase in the amount of money you have to pay each week for gas?
Oh, yes. And here in the territory that I live in, it fluctuates. One week it'll be $2.65, the next week $2.74, the next week $2.84. At this point in time, all of them are $2.84 and $2.89, except racetrack today was $2.74.
You snag the bargains when you can, don't you?
Yes.
Is this cutting into your lifestyle? Are you having to make accommodation to these higher prices?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You do with food and everything. I mean, you have to cut back on something to pay that type of price. Like I said, I have to work to make a living. I can't live on Social Security. It's a very sad situation.
Well, here's a question for you. I'm also trying to get people's opinions on what they think is causing all these high gas prices.
Our government. Well, absolutely. The government is, and the reason I can say that is because there is no point in this world that we cannot have our own gas from this country. If we do so much for all the other countries, it is unreal that we are paying the prices that we are paying. We don't need to be getting gas from other countries. I'd rather do without a lot of things and never buy gas from another country.
Now, your car that you drive, is it a small car?
Yes, I drive a Ford Focus.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're doing the best you can then.
Absolutely.
That's not a big car at all. That's a little tiny car.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, now, as you look into the future here, I mean, how do you see this affecting you in the long term? I don't think prices are going to go down for a while.
Well, I don't worry so much about me because I've already gone over the hill and I'm going out. But my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren, I worry, you know, what's it going to be like? Because it don't seem to, the pay scale does not seem to be going up.
That's for
and
sure.
And so, what are they going to do?
Mm-hmm.
I don't worry so much about me, but I do worry about them.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you know some people who it's really impacting in a big way?
Other than the senior citizens and the people, you know, the very poor people who don't, you know, they don't have the knowledge to get out and maybe do. Even if you're going to have to work two jobs to make a good living just to feed your children and whatever, you still are in trouble because you're working that job just to pay your gas.
Did you think it would ever come to this? You're 73.
Did I, in my lifetime, did I ever think I would see this?
Uh-huh.
I did not.
Mm-hmm. Talk about the change from the earlier vision of what it meant to be an American to where things seem to feel right now. It's unique for every person.
I can remember as a teenager when I started to learn to drive, gas was like 36 and 39 cents a gallon. So did you, you know, and as you get older, you know, it's like, it's just amazing to me that within the past 4 years, the price of gas has gone up so high. I don't see any reason for it. I really don't see the reason for it. Because all the big executives and the government people, they're all making big bucks. They all have a large income. I say if you're an oil executive, and I'm not that smart a person, or I wouldn't still be working at 73, as you can understand. But I say if you have an oil executive and he's making over $100,000 a year, he's making too much money. That's another thing that's wrong today. Everybody should be allowed to make an equal living. And yes, people who do jobs that are dangerous maybe should be paid more, you know. But I still feel that something is wrong. Something's very wrong this day and time.
You hear stories about ethanol. You hear stories about solar energy. What do you think about those as alternatives?
Solar energy, I think that would be the greatest thing in the world.
Wow.
I also think about nuclear energy, you know, nuclear power and things like that. That would be great. I don't see anything wrong with people developing along that line. And for automobiles, they should be developing something other than the gas and oil.
Well, Ann Smith, you're doing a great job right now, and I appreciate your keeping at it and buying a Ford Focus and doing the best you can and sharing your voice here. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Big Four picnic begins. Lots of room for all the stuff you're bringing in. Excellent for exploring it.
For more driving fun like this, visit your Chevrolet dealer. Go for a pleasure ride. When you do,
we're talking with Ann Smith, who is from Kentucky. So tell me about how the increase in gasoline is affecting you.
Terribly. I'm a single mother, and I'm on a fixed income, and it's killing me.
What do you mean, killing you?
Well, I mean, it just keeps going higher and higher. Then they'll drop it maybe 5 cents, and then when they raise it back up 20 cents.
What are you paying right now?
$2.75.
And now do you drive, use your car back and forth to work?
Yes.
And how far do you drive?
About two, 3 miles. I mean, I'm located right in town, and I don't work too far from, you know, from where I live. Mm-hmm. But I've got families that's in different counties that I have to go see, and I'm always traveling.
Yeah. You paying a lot more?
Yes. Last year it was only right between $1.99 and $2.05.
Yeah. So are you having to make changes in your life?
Sure.
What are you doing?
I've cut back on different things.
Like what?
My kids don't do as much as they used to.
Now,
I don't go and do things.
Now, your kids, they drive?
No.
No, so you have to drive them around.
Right. And they play different types of sports, so I drive quite often.
Are there some parents, perhaps, who are saying, I can't afford to take my kids to these games and things?
Yes.
I know, because I know a lot of, particularly single moms and others, are really stay busy, you know, driving kids around.
Right.
And what other kind of accommodations do you think you'll have to make?
I really don't know yet. I really don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, if it keeps going up, I may end up getting a bicycle.
That's good. Well, I don't mean to be personal, but how old are you?
47.
47. Well, you're still a kid.
I wish.
Yeah. That's great. Well, now, also, some people are talking about why these prices are so high. Why do you think they're so high right now?
I'm really not sure, but it's got something to do with the war. It's bound to. Or the rich are just wanting to get a whole lot richer. And the heck with the middle class.
That seems to be what a lot of people are saying. I've talked to a lot of Ann Smiths today, and that seems to be part of the consensus, you know. Do you think this is fair?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I mean, I really don't.
Yeah. I mean, because it seems as if a lot of people are giving up a lot more of their life just to get around.
Yeah. Well, then the bad thing is, you know, gas is going up, so all your groceries are going up. But then your pay doesn't go up.
Yeah. Now, are your friends talking about the increase in gas prices?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people that are talking about it here in town.
What are they saying?
Basically the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know, the rich just want to keep getting richer.
Think we're going to be able to turn it around?
I hope so.
And if we don't, then what?
Well, like I said, I'll get me a bicycle.
And you're a great sport. Listen, I want to thank Ann talking to us from Kentucky. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
The fun is in the knowing. The fun is in the going.
In the swim line, fresh and fine. Chevrolet.
The only thoughts I have about the prices are just outrageous.
Well, why do you say it's outrageous? Why is that? How is it affecting you?
Well, it's affecting me because I have to buy gas because I have to commute to work.
How far do you commute?
About 23 miles a day.
That's a lot.
Yes, it is.
And what are you paying for gas right now?
The cheapest gas is $3.07.
That's a lot. That's a lot. A lot of people are paying less than that. I'm in California. I'm paying $3.42.
Oh.
You know, that's
yes. It'll be there by summer here.
Well, I'll tell you something. When it finally hits that, and you look at you watch the numbers going by, it scares you.
Yes.
It's $3, $3.04. I could handle that, but $3.50, $3.42 mm-hmm. is tough. Well, now, how is this affecting your life in reality?
Well, I just cut back on other activities. If we go to the mall, we try to get four or five of my girlfriends to go together so we can ante up on the gas prices. I don't do as much mauling and loafing. When I go to the store, the grocery store anywhere, I try to map out my plans, what direction I'm heading in.
Well, that's kind
do
of
all the shopping and to go to the grocery store, the cleanest and everything in a certain radian of the gas prices. I just can't just travel at random anymore.
Probably spend a little more time at home.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
And that's maybe not such a bad thing.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
But exactly. Let's say, don't complain now because it may, before it's over, we'll hit $5 or $6 a gallon. So
yeah.
You got to have it.
Well, a lot of people are trying to figure out what's behind all this. Any ideas?
I don't have the slightest idea, except for I wish I had some stock in Mobil and Texaco and some of them other oil companies.
They seem to be doing very well.
They're
right now.
They're doing great.
Now, how about some of your friends? Are they talking about this problem?
Oh, yeah. They're even talking about getting smaller vehicles when they purchase another vehicle. And the same complaint you hear at work, you hear that all over.
Now, you know some people who are really hit by this, maybe some elderly or people who are struggling just to meet the bills?
Not offhand.
Yeah,
no.
Not yet. Thank God for
right.
that. Huh? Well, if prices don't go down, what are your long-term plans?
Well, I'm driving a Chevy Malibu now. I have to go to something even smaller and do more walking if possible.
Maybe that's a good thing.
Yes, it is.
That's very interesting. Do you expect that at some point here in the future the price of our goods and services is going to start going up to accommodate these higher prices?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Yeah, that's going to be the hard side, I think.
Right.
I mean, it's one thing that
trucks, the airline, everything is going up. We thrive on gasoline.
Yeah, that's going to be where it's going to start to hurt a little bit. It's one thing to accommodate to the high price of gasoline, but when bread and donuts and beer and potatoes go up, you know, I mean, that's going to start hurting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, listen, I'm just calling Ann Smiths all over the country.
Okay, great.
Thank you so much, Ann.
Okay, and have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Now we're talking to Ann Smith from Minnesota, not one of the big towns, a smaller town in Minnesota. Ann, welcome to the Wild Side News.
Thank you.
Well, Ann, do you drive a car?
Yes, I do.
And do you use that car in your work, or how do you use your car?
I use my car to get to and from work, yes.
Mm-hmm. And you'd have to commute some distance, or?
Yeah, I would say it's about 20 miles one way.
Well, that's interesting, because 20 miles in a place like Minnesota is pretty common, whereas in Manhattan it's not, you know.
Uh-huh.
So the price of gas affects rural people, smaller town people, and I think in many ways even more dramatically because of the commutes than in other places. How is this affecting you these days? What are you paying for a gallon of gas?
It's anywhere from, I think, $2.79 to $3.02, something like that.
Mm-hmm. And how recently has this price really gone up?
I'd say like last Friday I started noticing it because there's a gas station right in the corner by my house, and there was a line of cars backed up on the main street. It's called Division Street that runs through St. Cloud. And they were backed up on Division Street, and I couldn't figure out why. I was coming home from work, and I'm like, what are they doing? Mm. And then I realized that the gas at this gas station was like 272 or 275 for regular unleaded, and the rest of the town it was up to like 295.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, now, so you lived through that shock. So what's happened since then? Are you starting to feel that as you go and fill up?
I have a small car. It's very good on gas. I get very good gas mileage. So I don't notice it that much. I used to drive for my job. I used to do home care where I drive from, you know, patients home to home to home. And we would get paid mileage, but it was just a set rate. And, you know, at this point, I don't know that, you know, the rate that they were paying would have really made it worth my while to keep driving from house to house to house.
Mm-hmm. Now, what kind of car are you driving?
I'm driving a Toyota Corolla.
Uh-huh. How about in your community there in St. Cloud? Are people talking about this change?
Mm-hmm.
What are they saying?
Well, you know, when gas went to $2.95, it was all over, you know, my work. Can you believe it's that much? Oh, my, you know, I can't believe it. You think it's going to go to $3 by Memorial Day weekend? And everyone's like, yeah, at least $3, maybe more.
Now, some people have got to start pointing fingers. In other words, you know, what's behind this? What's going on? Why are we suddenly hitting these new record highs?
Well, exactly. I think that's a good question. And then when oil companies are making, what, 40% profit or something? I mean, that I can't believe there's not more of an outcry. And, you know, gas prices for your car, but gas prices to heat my home, too. I'm actually very seriously thinking about putting my house on the market because I have an old house. And it cost me... Well, sometimes almost $400 to heat it this past winter per month, and I just cannot afford that. You know, it's ridiculous. And when I bought the house about 10 years ago, all the people I talked to, get a house with natural gas. It's going to be the cheapest in the long run, et cetera. So, and I don't know what's behind it. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, a lot of people don't. And we're all trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Long term, I mean, so the price of your natural gas or heating, pick them in a place like Minnesota, that's a big expense every single month. You start
mm-hmm.
adding on the increases in gas. Now, there's some people I would have to assume are going to just reach a busting point where they just can't do it.
Exactly. Yes, I think it's a huge issue. And a lot of the people, and this is, as you pointed out earlier, it's kind of a rural area, and a lot of people that I've been talking to are considering going to alternatives like corn-burning stoves, things like that. And, you know, prior to the price is getting real high, it was kind of like, oh, well, yeah, I don't know, I'd consider. But now people are, I think, really going to be moving in that direction.
Did I hear you say corn-burning stoves?
Yes.
I've never heard of a corn-burning stove. What
oh,
is a
really?
Corn-burning stove?
Well, just what it sounds like, you have to, like, okay, I come from a farm, so you grow the corn, and then you shell the corn, you get the little kernels, and then you dry it to a certain percentage, and I don't know what it is, if it's 15% or what. And you dry it so that it doesn't get moldy, and then you burn that. Either you can have a stove inside your house that you use just like a furnace, and you burn that to heat water, to run through your pipes or whatever, or you have it outside, and it sits in your yard, and you fill the stove up as you need it, and it heats your house.
This is a first, because I've lived off the grid and all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
I know at one point I used a wood-burning water heater, and that was
fabulous.
It's very
similar.
Yeah,
that's,
sure.
My understanding is it's very similar to that.
Yeah, but I've never heard, that's a great practical idea, because quite honestly, in places like Minnesota and throughout the Midwest, there's a lot of corn.
Yes.
Plus, corn, what do we call, cobs, okay?
Exactly.
And what do they do with those otherwise? Because I don't think they can use them in fodder. Or what happens to the corn cobs?
You know, I don't know. I suppose they could. I think they might use those for bedding. You can chop those or shred them and maybe use them for bedding for cattle or, you know, whatever.
But that's a great, I've never heard, that's a great concept. This is what's kind of fun, too, is with, as these things, as the price of gasoline goes up, unfortunately, it hits us all. But at the same time, there's some very creative concepts that start to crawl out of the woodwork. That's one I'd never heard before. That's great.
It is, and it's very clean burning. It's very cheap. I mean, well, you know, your startup costs, you're going to have some startup costs. But once you're going, it's kind of like wind power, you know, once you get that going, like you said, you're off the grid. You know, the power companies are paying you.
Well, I mean, have corn-burning stoves been around for a while?
Yeah, I'd say maybe the last 5 or 6 years I've really started to hear more about them. Yeah.
Now, do you know anybody that's used one?
Yes, I do. I have several friends who either had them installed in their house or they have them outside, the outside unit. Also the wood-burning concept mm-hmm. where it's outside in the yard and you go out every day or whatever to fill it. But with the corn, you can set it for a whole week at a time to fill.
Really?
You know, based on your needs and stuff, yeah.
Wow. That's fabulous. Well, there you go. There's a first. You're making international news. You've just changed the whole world out here because people are talking about corn for ethanol.
Yeah.
To produce gasoline, but now we have a source for heat.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Great idea.
Yeah.
Well, now in a farming community, this is really, and I would call St. Cloud essentially a farming or rural community. Mm-hmm. This has got to be tough on some of the farmers there.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, I'm sure it is. Yeah. I mean, fuel costs and that, I'm sure it's not something that they, you know, would have planned on. I mean, you consider your fertilizer, your fuel, your seed that you have to plant and that, but I guess fuel was never a consideration when we were growing up. It just wasn't, you know, it wasn't a big issue.
Mm-hmm. Where do you see things going in the future? Do you look at alternative energy? Do you see that as a possible source, or what are your thoughts?
Well, I think we have to do something. I mean, I know me personally, I just can't keep paying that much, especially for my heating costs. And right now I have a vehicle and a job where I don't have to spend a whole lot on gas, but, you know, it's going to probably affect my travel plans. I don't want to really take as many road trips as I did in the past, and I wouldn't get another home care job probably for that reason. You know, I don't know. I think we just have to start looking for alternatives.
There's so many angles that come out when you talk to people like yourself. I mean, for example, as you say, you wouldn't take a job as a home care worker. Well, mm-hmm. that's going to be kind of a universal feeling mm-hmm. for people in that quote-unquote industry or sector, you know,
mm-hmm.
that, well, this was a great thing. And plus, typically people who do that type of work don't get paid all that much up front anyway,
mm-hmm.
unfortunately. So they really can't absorb another hit. You know, with the increasing price of gasoline.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, great. You've thrown some interesting new concepts on the fire here.
Mm-hmm.
The corn-burning stove. Very great. Ann Smith, I want to thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
You bet. And now we're moving over to North Dakota. And Ann Smith, welcome to the Wild Side News.
Thank you.
You live in North Dakota. What are you experiencing now with the price of gasoline? How's this affecting you?
Well, it's about $2.85 or somewhere in that price range right now. Actually, I walk to work most of the time. We live in a small town, so it doesn't affect me quite so much. But we were planning a trip out to Boston and figured out that we'd be cheaper flying.
Isn't that something, though?
Amazing.
Well, that's too bad.
Yep, so it's actually going to take less time that way, but it won't be as much fun.
Yeah, I like to cross country and see this beautiful country. Now, your community is it a rural community?
It's a small town, I'd say.
I mean,
we're a very agricultural area, but we also have some industry here.
Right, well...
So the farmers are complaining.
Well, tell me what you can about what they're saying.
Well, they're just, you know, it's going to affect the price of their... When they're in spring planting right now, and it's going to affect the price of their... price per bushel that they're going to make at the end of the year because they're going to have to put more into fuel.
Right, and I can imagine for someone in the farming industry, a farmer, that's going to be a big additional cost to them out of their pocket up front.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. We've got some farmers here who farm 20,000 acres, and you know, that's probably the largest farm in this area, and they're really complaining about it.
Is this affecting them to the point where they're thinking about changing their careers, their professions?
Oh, I don't think so, not in this area. These guys are pretty, been farming for a long time, so
yeah.
I don't think they're going to be changing.
But obviously they're going to have to pass along that cost.
Oh, definitely, yeah. You're going to see that in the price of grain down the road.
Mm-hmm. Some of your friends, maybe people who are driving, are they talking about how this is affecting them?
I think more of them are, you know, cutting back trips and trying to combine things rather than, you know, we used to jump in the car and drive to the shopping mall, which is about 45 miles away, and I think people aren't doing that on a regular basis like they were before.
Yeah, you really have to think about it before you do something like that.
Yeah, you have to plan it because it's, you know, it's a little more expensive that way.
Exactly right. Now, how about are the schools in a rural area? You've got a lot of school buses heading out. Are you hearing any talk about how that's affecting their capacity to meet their budgets?
Well, locally, our school locked in gas prices last summer, but now when they have to lock them in for this summer, that's going to really affect the budget for next year. And then our local college, also the fuel costs are up 9%,
mm-hmm.
so that gets passed along to the tuition and students.
Now, what do you heat with in your home in North Dakota there?
I switched over to electric this year.
Is that more efficient?
Well, I think it was about the same, except I did it all natural gas last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I spent pretty close the same amount on electricity that I did this year, but I think the price of gas was higher, so I would have spent more if I'd stayed on the natural gas.
Well, of course, now everybody's trying to figure out why these prices are going up. What are your thoughts and what are you hearing?
I'm not really sure. I think they should put the gas tax on like they do in Europe. I'm in favor of that and making people cut back on their driving.
Very interesting concept.
Raised a lot of money. I teach at the junior college here, and I had a student from Czech Republic, and he said, "Oh, gas over there is $4 or $6 a gallon, something like that."
So you're suggesting that kind of the concept that if the price is high enough, we'll start to really seriously consider something else.
Yeah, well, then let's get our hydrogen fuel and, you know, and put all our money into that area. We have ethanol plants that are going in North Dakota right now.
That's kind of interesting, isn't it?
It's very interesting, especially for our farmers up here because they're growing a lot of corn to go into the ethanol.
Mm. You know what I actually heard someone say who's in that business that he was taken aside by an oil industry executive who said, "Beware, we can lower the price of gas." Isn't that something? Yeah.
I'm out of business, but yeah, we've got one going in our county, and I think there's two or three slated within the 100-mile radius of here because, of course, this is a big farming area, and much of the farmers will probably switch over to ethanol
mm-hmm.
once it goes into production.
You mean in terms of use or actually producing the...
Well, in terms of use and... You know, producing more corn. They're mm-hmm. definitely producing more corn right
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, all the corn for this year is already spoken for.
Mm-hmm. Do you anticipate prices ever heading back down again, or do you think they're going to keep on going up?
Oh, they could go down, but they'll never go, they probably won't go down below $2 a gallon again.
Mm-hmm. You see, you teach at a junior college.
Yes.
What are your students talking about?
Well, it's kind of what we call a suitcase college. We have dormitories, but the kids all go home on the weekends.
Yes.
And so past times, they drive 5 or 6 hours every weekend to go home on the western end of North Dakota because we live on the eastern end. And there were more kids that were staying on campus this year.
Mm-hmm. They can't afford the gas.
They can't afford the gas.
Yeah, that's true. Interesting. Things are changing. I don't think we've begun to really... figure out all the various changes. I see some actually positive things. I see a lot of people just really driving less, staying home a little more. There's going to be some changes in that arena.
Oh, I definitely think so. Mm-hmm. And like I said, both my husband and I walk to work, so we're very fortunate. We're not stuck in traffic, and we kind of like this part of the country.
I had the opportunity to do that at one point in my life, and it was actually the greatest lifestyle in the world. I felt like an ancient merchant. Getting up in the morning and just walking and getting a little fresh air and unlocking my shop, and it felt terrific.
Oh, it clears your head before you get there. So.
Exactly. Any other thoughts about the gas and oil and how this is affecting you and your community there?
No, I guess it's a fact of life. You just have to live with it, and who knows what's really going on. Mm-hmm. You know, there's all sorts of speculation and the reason that gas is high is something beyond what I really know.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you hear people talking about? What's some of the speculation? I'm sure it varies quite a bit.
It's back to the OPEC and Iraq and all of that stuff. And, you know, those guys are trying to make more money. And then the gas companies themselves this year are getting so much profit. They're taking the profit and putting it back to the consumer, so...
It's pretty obvious that that's happening.
Yeah, they're making money hand over fist.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ann Smith from North Dakota, I want to thank you for lending your voice here on the Wild Side News. Carry on.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.
In just a moment, we continue the Ann Smith Dialogues when your Voice of the Earth continues here on the Wild Side News.
I'm getting a catcher's mitt.
I'm getting ice skates.
I'm getting a jigsaw puzzle.
I'm getting dying coral reefs.
A blue bicycle.
A walkie-talkie.
I'm getting a severe drought.
Cool black skateboard.
I'm getting melted ice caps.
A killer heat wave.
A shrinking glacier.
I'm getting a devastating flood.
Adults are generous. We're even giving kids global warming. But it's not too late. We can still reduce greenhouse gas pollution. Go to fightglobalwarming.com. Brought to you by Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation, and the Ad Council.